Welcome to the Deep Dive. You know them as America's team, the Dallas Cowboys. But today, we're not just here to talk touchdowns.
Right.
We're diving deep into this legacy of innovation they have. It actually stretches way back to the 60s. Remember Gil Brandt and IBM, computer-timed 40-yard dashes.
Yeah, I do. They were really ahead of the curve even then.
Exactly, pioneers. And that spirit is, well, it's alive and well today. We're exploring how they're using artificial intelligence, AI, and these really sophisticated data systems across the whole
Well,
organization.
whole thing, just
Yeah, from player health on the field to front office strategy, even how they connect with you, the fans, in the stands. It's like a total transformation.
And what's really striking, I think, is that this isn't just, grabbing a few new gadgets to look good.
Right, not just for show.
No, it's a very deliberate, holistic strategy.
Yeah.
Comes right from the top, ownership included. The goal is really clear: get a measurable competitive advantage and, well, make that global brand even stronger.
So it's baked in.
Absolutely. It genuinely permeates everything they do, gives them an edge a lot of teams are still, frankly, just dreaming about.
Okay, so let's unpack the tools then. Their digital playbook. So high level, they're gathering just massive amounts of data, right? Sensors, video,
Tons of it.
feeding it into these AI, these machine learning models, and then acting on it everywhere, operations, fan stuff. So, what's maybe the first big system we should talk about, especially one the whole league uses?
Well, you're going to have to start with the NFL's digital athlete. That's from AWS. And it's not just some simple tracking thing. It's
Huh.
this really sophisticated ML and AI system. It makes these virtual digital twin simulations, players, plays.
Digital twins, wow.
Yeah, and it runs millions, literally millions, of virtual scenarios to predict and flag injury risks. All teams, Dallas included, get these daily injury risk forecasts. It's a huge leap in proactive health management.
That's pretty incredible. So beyond that league-wide system, how are the Cowboys getting even more, granular with their own player data?
Right, that's where wearable tracking fits in. Dallas players wear these lightweight IoT sensors, Catapult, Zebra GPS, those guys.
Little pods in the shoulder pads.
Exactly. Or sometimes back in the neck, tiny devices. But they log thousands of data points every second. Real-time speed, acceleration, distance, critical movement patterns too.
Okay.
But the real deep dive here isn't just what data they grab, is how they turn that raw stuff into something a human coach can actually use. Adjusting training, preventing fatigue. It's incredibly precise now.
And it's not just limited to the field tech, is it? What about running the actual organization and fan interactions?
Exactly. For their internal teamwork and customer support too, they lean heavily on the Webex suite and contact center. That's Cisco.
Okay, WebEx.
Yeah, it's a cloud collaboration platform, sure, but it's got these AI enhancements built in, streamlines everything. Internal video calls, messaging, and their contact center for ticketing and support is AI powered too.
Making things smoother.
Totally. Every interaction, inside or outside, becomes more efficient, more personalized.
That makes sense. Smart integration. But, the Cowboys are also known for pushing things for the fans. What's maybe one of the more, I don't know, surprising ways they're using AI for the 12th man?
Ah, yeah, you're getting into their AR, VR, and holographic media stuff. It's pretty wild.
Holographic.
Yeah, so they have these Pose with the Pros AR photo booths. Fans take virtual pics with like 3D player avatars
Yeah.
in the stadium or even at home using WebR on their phone.
Kind of like TikTok meets turf, I heard someone call it.
That's a good description.
Yeah.
But the one that really gets people talking is the Meet Jerry Jones hologram kiosk.
Wait, what?
Yeah, an AI-powered hologram. Fans can actually pay money to ask a lifelike virtual Jerry Jones questions.
No way. A virtual Jerry Jones, you can ask questions. I mean, part of me thinks that's brilliant. And
Right.
part of me just imagines fans asking why they passed on Randy Moss.
Oh, absolutely. It really shows how they blend that cutting-edge tech with
Yeah.
the enduring personality of the NFL, right? Definitely fits the Cowboys brand.
Okay, so underneath all this, sensors, the holograms, all the data, what's the engine making it all run? The infrastructure.
That'd be their really robust hybrid cloud and data analytics setup. Powered by HPE GreenLake, plus their own private cloud.
Oh.
And this platform, it isn't just for storage, it's handling massive video data sets, medical imaging, retail inventory, even their esports teams.
Oh, everything.
Pretty much. It ensures low latency access, real-time insights across every single department. And what's really, really crucial is how all these pieces we've talked about, wearables, fan stuff, everything, it all ties back into one single data ecosystem.
Ah,
Their
okay.
CRM, the analytics dashboards, the cloud data lake. They all talk to each other.
Yeah.
So on-field decisions and off-field decisions are actually aligned. It's all connected.
So we've got the tech laid out, but let's dig into the why. How are the Cowboys actually using this AI to keep players healthy? You know, preventing injuries before they happen. These guys are multi-million dollar assets.
Yeah, absolutely. It really starts at the macro level with that NFL digital athlete program we mentioned.
Right, the AWS one.
Exactly. This machine learning tool, it merges tracking data and video, and it simulates how injuries actually happen. Runs millions of virtual plays, flagging those high-risk moments.
So it can see patterns invisible to the human eye.
Pretty much. Its computer vision models can scan footage for specific things like helmet impacts. And the insights have been so significant, they've actually influenced NFL rule changes. That new safer kickoff format, Digital Athlete Insights, played a part.
Wow, it's a huge impact. Okay, what about the day-to-day on the practice field? How do those wearable sensors translate into decisions for, say, one specific player?
Yeah, good question. On that more granular micro level, those wearable sensors are constantly collecting biometrics. Every practice, measuring velocity, acceleration, changes in direction, even stuff like ground force metrics.
Ground force.
Yeah, it's critical for understanding power and exertion, especially for explosive guys like Micah Parsons.
Okay.
And here's a real example. CeeDee Lamb, star receiver, his workload spiked in practice. The data team saw it, compiled a report that same day.
That fast.
Immediate feedback. It led the coaches to rest him, give him a lighter session. Coach McCarthy actually said the GPS data helps take all of the emotion out of managing workload. It allows for smart, data-driven decisions about who needs rest and when, especially over a long season.
That's fascinating. It takes the guesswork out. So this combo, the digital athlete simulations plus the real-time wearables, it creates this, like, 360-degree health picture. But what does it mean for the overall sports science culture there? Is it all just robots now?
No, not at all. It means shifting from just gut instinct to data-informed decisions. The goal isn't to replace coaches or trainers.
Right.
It's to inform the human decision makers, give them precise insights, tools to keep players healthy and performing, but without, you know, overwhelming practice with tech everywhere. It's about building trust. Mm-hmm. Trust between the data, the coaches, the players. Data becomes like a trusted advisor.
Okay, that makes sense. A tool, not a replacement. So we've covered keeping players healthy, but the other side of the coin is winning games. How is AI sharpening their actual on-field strategy?
Right. That's where video analytics becomes huge. They're processing just massive amounts of video practice film, game film, opponent tape, using AI.
So computers watching film.
In a way, yeah. AI allows them to rapidly pull out patterns, tendencies, individual player metrics. Like AI vision can tag formations automatically or track a receiver's route tree across dozens of games.
Stuff that would take humans ages.
Exactly. It shifts the analyst's job from tedious manual data entry to higher level strategic thinking. What does this pattern mean?
So it's not just faster, it's potentially deeper analysis.
Precisely. Coaches and scouts then look at these integrated dashboards. They combine player stats like next-gen stats with crucial game context. Helps inform everything from the game plan that week to longer-term roster decisions.
And what's the tech behind that? The computing power?
Yeah, they rely on partners like Lenovo for high-powered workstations, secure data links. And that hybrid cloud setup we talked about, HPE GreenLake, scales up for the really big jobs like computer vision analysis and running simulations. And another interesting shift, remote scouting. They use WebEx meetings now. Scouts conduct interviews remotely, saves a ton of time, and they can look at player data together simultaneously. It really tightens that feedback loop from scouting finding a guy to the strategy team figuring out how he fits.
So it sounds like every season is almost like a big data experiment, constantly refining things. How does this fit into that long Cowboys history of being innovators?
Well, it's critical to see how this new tech just becomes part of their DNA, you know, and then often it becomes standard practice across the league later on. They really do treat the season as a long experiment. Gather data, feed the models, iterate the game plans based on those predictive insights. It's the modern analytics age in Dallas where gut instinct is now heavily, heavily complemented by data.
Okay, so we've talked players, strategy, but the Cowboys extend this AI push right out to the fans, to you, the 12th man. And honestly, what really blew me away was hearing about how they're using AR, VR, even holograms for the fans. How's that work? How are they making the fan experience more immersive?
Oh, yeah. Their game day experience at AT&T Stadium is definitely loaded with interactive AI stuff. You mentioned the Meet Jerry Jones and interactive experience earlier.
The hologram,
where fans can actually interact with a virtual Jerry. It's certainly a unique way AI personas can deepen that fan connection, for better or worse.
Huh, right.
And those AR Pose with the Pros booths, they let you take virtual photos with these 3D player avatars. You can share them instantly on social media. There's even a smartphone WebAR version for doing it at home.
I can just see the Instagram feeds lighting up with that. So, how else are they personalizing things for fans beyond the flashy stuff?
Well, on the digital side, they're using advanced AI and analytics for really customizable and engaging content,
You need it.
meaning they use predictive algorithms to figure out which highlight reel to show you next on the big screen or which social media post you're most likely to engage with. It's about making sure the content resonates personally.
Tailored content.
Exactly. And even customer support. Their Cisco Webex Contact Center, the AI-enhanced one, it integrates tightly with their CRM system.
So when you call.
The agent's screen instantly pops up your profile, your name, your purchase history. They can give you a genuinely personalized greeting. They're dynamically routing over 6,000 calls a month and even testing chatbots for basic questions to cut down wait times.
So, okay, every single fan interaction is being sort of optimized. It's not just about watching the game anymore, is it?
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
It really reinforces that whole brand identity, America's most interactive team. They're fusing big data with these collaboration tools, treating each fan interaction almost like a play to be analyzed and improved. It keeps fans loyal, cements their place in the market. It's smart business.
Unpacking how AI streamlines the actual Cowboys operations behind the scenes, it really does sound like a Fortune 500 company. Can you tell us more about how the infrastructure makes them so efficient?
Yeah, that hybrid cloud platform, the HPE GreenLake one, is really key. It lets them flexibly allocate computing power. Need more juice for complex 3D medical scans? Done. Need it for practice data analysis? Done. All without having to buy tons of extra hardware they might not always need.
So they can be flexible.
Exactly. It allows them to be incredibly nimble, pivot quickly to new tech, new insights. And they use Lenovo workstations and laptops everywhere, offices, sidelines, ensuring peak efficiency for things like video analysis, VR sims, real-time dashboards. Critically, it helps prevent those data silos where one department doesn't know what the other is doing.
And how does that efficiency translate into like the daily grind for players and staff?
That's where the Cisco Webex Suite comes in again. It streamlines the day-to-day stuff significantly. Meetings, calling, messaging keeps players, coaches, executives all synced up seamlessly. Think about it. No more shipping office phones to training camp.
Okay, yeah. Logistics matter.
They really do. Plus, the AI features help too. Noise removal on calls, auto captioning for meetings, and they're looking at automated meeting summaries soon. Helps keep communication clear for staff who are always on the go.
So the ultimate goal is basically one huge, unified, super efficient system.
Precisely. The big goal is a single source of truth. One CRM system, one set of analytics dashboards, one secure private cloud, everything talking to everything else, all under one roof.
And that efficiency, it pays off.
Absolutely. It's played a huge role in the Cowboys becoming the world's first sports franchise valued over $10 billion. AI is right at the heart of making their operations scalable and creating these new monetizable fan innovations. There's a very clear line between the tech investment and the financial success.
Yeah, it's really clear these AI and tech advances aren't just tools. They serve a bigger story, right? Preserving and even expanding that Cowboys mystique. By being so public about innovation, they reinforce the America's Team label, signal their leaders. Every AI project, from the draft room data to the Jerry hologram, it becomes part of the Cowboys lore.
It really does.
And it seems to be working. You look at the fan base, 8 million plus strong, 109 straight sold-out home games, record revenues. It shows these tech investments really do resonate with people.
Yeah, this really underlines that being first, being innovative, it's become a core part of their cultural brand. It affirms that whole Dallas legacy of winning off the field too. It's not just about Sunday, it's about building this sustainable, constantly evolving empire.
Okay, but let's be real. With all this amazing, groundbreaking tech, there have to be complexities, hurdles, challenges. What are some of the practical difficulties of weaving AI so deeply into an organization like this?
Oh, for sure. There's always that tension, isn't there, between the era of hype around AI and what it can actually deliver practically, day to day. Even the Cowboys' own CIO has mentioned concerns. Security, compliance, those are real issues.
Right.
And you could almost draw a parallel to the Cowboys' own "this is our year" hype sometimes.
Yeah.
The focus might feel less on truly game-changing transformation, and more on, incremental extractive profit measures, finding small edges.
That's interesting. And what about the players? We touched on data, but how does this intense level of data collection affect them personally, their privacy?
That's a huge area of friction. Player data, privacy, and ownership. the NFL's collective bargaining agreement, the CBA. It gives the league really broad rights that can require tracking devices, use player data commercially.
Which is different from other leagues.
Very different. MLB and NBA CBA specifically ban using that kind of data in contract talks. The NFLPA, the players' union, is pushing back, of course. They've partnered with companies like WWOOP, where players own and control their own data.
So it's a power struggle.
It absolutely is. A struggle over who owns this incredibly valuable data. The Cowboys have a public privacy policy for fan data, sure. But when it comes to sensitive player health and performance data, the rulebook is mostly that owner-friendly CBA. It creates an inherent conflict of interest.
So hang on. Despite all this massive investment in fancy facilities, sports science tech, are there still gaps? Like last-mile problems where the human side doesn't quite connect?
Absolutely. And this is where it gets really, really interesting and maybe a bit concerning. Despite all the high-tech facilities, Baylor Scott and White Health, Fusionetics Integration, the NFLPA's own report cards, they give the Cowboys training room and staff consistently poor grades.
Really?
Poor.
Yeah.
D+, C in 2024, C in 2025, ranked like 26th out of 30 teams. Players complain about being extremely understaffed, not getting enough one-on-one treatment time.
Wow.
So you have this disconnect, this last mile problem. Yeah. You can have the best AI recommendations in the world, but if you don't have enough trained human staff trainers, therapists, to actually implement those recommendations to provide the hands-on care, the tech advantage gets blunted.
That's a critical point.
And it raises this really important question, right, about the fundamental tension here. Is player data a team asset, like equipment? Or is it sensitive personal information that belongs to the individual? From the team's perspective, it's vital for managing a multi-billion dollar roster, for winning games. From the player's side, it's their health, their career, information that could potentially be used against them. This conflict, this data governance issue, it's going to be a central battleground in pro sports going forward that impacts labor talks, contracts, and just basic trust.
Okay, so looking ahead then, the Cowboys are clearly not stopping. What are the next frontiers they're exploring for AI, and what does it mean for the rest of sports?
Well, their CIO, Matt Messick, he sees in-game sports betting as having the most upside. They apparently have plans ready to go for whenever it becomes legal in Texas.
Interesting. What else?
There's huge potential they see in enhanced fan content, more personalization. They're partnering with Adobe, using AWS Generative AI to better manage and leverage their massive media library. Think AI creating custom highlight reels on the fly. And beyond football, they're really leveraging that powerful tech infrastructure they've built. They're hosting huge non-football events, the 2026 FIFA World Cup matches, maybe even IndyCar races down the line. They're positioning themselves not just as a football team, but as a high-tech venue and event management powerhouse.
So yeah, it's clear the Cowboys aren't just following trends here. They're actively setting them. What they do often becomes standard practice across the league eventually.
Absolutely. And if you zoom out, connect the dots, it paints a picture of the future, right? Seamlessly integrated sports ecosystems, maybe intelligent helmets feeding data in real time, fan apps that personalize everything for you, dynamic ticket pricing based on demand.
Maybe even an AI Jerry Jones making trades.
Who knows? Maybe advising on trades, maybe writing locker room speeches. It's this blend of tradition and technology. The Dallas Cowboys are genuinely helping to script the next chapter for American pro sports.
So, to wrap up, the Dallas Cowboys aren't just sort of dipping their toes in AI, they're fully immersed, defining the future of sports by merging that historic innovation legacy with truly cutting-edge tech. This deep dive really changes how you might see America's team.
And it leaves you with a thought, doesn't it?
Yeah.
What does it mean for you as a fan or maybe even as an athlete when data becomes just as central to the game as the ball itself? How do we make sure that this relentless drive for a technological edge always stays balanced with the human heart of sports?